Hi, my name is Sunny Marie. I have been in the pro-life movement for most of my life. I was a single mom at the age of 18 with my son, Austin. I then had four other children after that. I continually brought my children to pray with me at the clinic or be involved in any way knowing about the pro-life movement. My daughter, Marley, was very involved with me going out to the clinics and praying and events. I am also a worship leader, so I would worship at different events for post-abortion healing. So she was very involved. She was a very pro-life activist, even in her school, writing papers about it and just very involved. So I decided to join, after going to a Luncheons for Life meeting, the CareNet Making Life Disciples group. And in the process of me going through the class and or course online, I found out that my daughter was pregnant at the age of 16. It unfortunately was not happy news for me because even though I was happy she chose life, it was a very difficult decision I knew she was making because I had been through it myself. I also was concerned about her future and what was going to look like from that point. So I did my best to try to be there for her in every way, but she had it in her heart to choose life no matter what, which I was totally excited about. So in the group, we were able to discuss and talk about all the things and challenges that went along with my daughter choosing life, which was something that I didn't understand until I was the parent of the child choosing life. It brought me back to understanding what my parents went through themselves. It brought me to an understanding of how difficult it is for the parents of the children that are choosing life, because there is a grieving process that goes with that, of knowing that your child no longer will have the opportunities or just normal things that happen, you know, when you go through high school and, you know, different things in life and stages. So there was a sadness that took place for me, definitely, when I found out that she was pregnant. But at the same time, I knew that God had a plan for everything that he was doing. So I trusted in that plan. And the group that I was involved with was so helpful and also supportive, praying for me constantly, which helped me through the whole time, because it was difficult with my daughter. She wasn't really in a good place at the time. So it was something that I definitely struggled with and needed the support. So the Making Life Disciples group was very helpful for me to be involved in that. And I kind of questioned why I was in it to begin with. And then God revealed everything as the course went along as to what I needed to do. I still continue to pray at the clinics and stay involved in any local events that are, helping to end abortion and you know, give support and courage to women to say yes. So I'm trying to see where God wants to lead me now. My daughter definitely is standing strong in her, you know, faith and being a bold witness to other girls that she sees or comes in contact with. So I believe that her story is something that should be shared as well. It's not easy. It's not something that it doesn't have consequences or, you know, I guess effects from, you know, the decision, but it definitely is the best decision. She did consider adoption for a very short time, but then realized that she couldn't do that once she felt the baby. So we know that God will truly bless her for saying yes, and being the child's mother is very important role that she's going to be for the rest of her life. So I am grateful for Making Life Disciples and grateful for being able to share the story of my daughter and how she chose life. And now we have a beautiful grandson, Grayson, Thomas, who brings so much joy to all of our family. And we know that God has truly blessed us with this gift. Thank you so much for listening to my story.